The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's April 19th, 2024.
I'm starting to think that my skincare routine is lacking.
Why is that?
Well, you know those GRWM videos?
Get ready with me, yeah.
Yeah, where people like talk and they have this giant spiel about what they're talking about, but they never run out of things to rub into their face while they're doing it.
Yeah.
It could be like a 5-minute long video and they're just still squeezing some more cream into their hands. And I just wonder, like, my face never gets that treatment. I never moisturize my face.
Okay.
Like, what are they putting on there?
That is a great question. And at some point, you'd have to assume all of it getting caked on, the less and less it helps, right?
I would think so. I don't know. And I also wonder, could you like take your fingernail and, you know, just kind of scrape it and see what happens? Like a scratch ticket, but like, would you just have a bunch of...
What?
Sorry.
Ew. Wait, ew!
I'm just wondering. Like, I just don't feel like your face can take that much, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my face is like, hydrate me, please, try it. You'll never look back.
Right before you left, I told you that I put premium gas in my car.
Oh, yes, and it was like a really bad April Fool's joke.
Yeah, on myself.
On yourself, yeah, because you actually did it. It was true.
Yeah, no, it was true. And for the week you were gone, my car has never worked more flawlessly.
Whoa,
however,
okay. Oh.
Now, a light that's never been on before in my time of owning a car is on and won't go off.
And what's it saying? I'm thirsty, fill me up with gas?
It's saying, hey, John, you should check your engine.
Oh, no, John.
Now, you know what? This light is the only one that stayed on. After I had to fill up my car again, I used regular gas.
Uh-huh.
And then once I turned it on, all the lights flashed.
Whoa.
But then they all went off.
Okay.
And then the check engine light is the only one that stayed on.
I'm questioning this now. Like, I'm like, is your car saying, please give me only premium gas from now on, or my engine's going to sputter and die?
I think it's, yeah, I think it got a taste of the high life, and now it's like, you know what? No more box wine for me. I need that Pinot Gris.
I was hanging out in the States last week, and I met a girl who said that her dad has been to all 50 states.
Okay.
And she expected that she also was going to be able to have that claim, and she was going to get it far sooner than her dad did.
50 states, that's a lot.
It is so many, and so much, you know, driving or flying. Like, it would take a long time.
Yeah, you can't drive to all 50, right?
Well,
maybe.
No, Hawaii. You would need
to
take a plane, or I don't think they take boats there. But anyway, she said she was already at 35.
Whoa, there's only 15 more.
Yeah, so my husband got home last night and he found a list on the coffee table where I was doodling my list of states that I've been to.
Yeah.
And he was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, it's just a list of all the states I've been to. And he's like, really? Why is Seattle on here? I was like, because we went to Seattle. And he was like, which is a city.
Wait, in what state?
Washington. We're just under 100 days from the Summer Olympics.
Happy Olympics season.
Yeah. And the Olympics are always impressive to me because they're sports I've never heard of that show up on the TV. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how'd you even know to train for that?
Yeah.
And one of them was Olympic kayaking.
Ooh, kayaking. That's like,
have you seen that?
I've seen rowing. Kayaking, I did not know was in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's like river kayaking. They go down this crazy obstacle course that has like a ton of waves in it and all these things to kind of avoid, and they have to do it in a certain amount of time with a certain amount of technique.
That sounds like the deadliest Olympic event.
Well, I chatted with a lady one time who was an Olympian in that sport, and I said, like, how did you get into this? How did you know to train for this? And she said that she was a retired college athlete. She had like aged out of college, yep, but she was still very fit, very athletic, still loved doing a sport. And so she went to some sort of Olympic farm.
Oh, what? What?
And it was all these other people who were in the same boat as her, and they test you and they measure you and they make you jump really high and swim really far and run and do all this stuff. And then they decide, based on your physique and your results, what your best sport would be. And then you just single-mindedly focus on that one sport and become an Olympian at it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So she went there as this retired college athlete. I can't remember what sport she played, but it was one we've heard of.
Okay.
And they said you would be a great kayaker. And all of a sudden, that was her whole personality.
Okay.
But the track and field governing body of the world has decided that all the gold Olympians this year, for the first time ever, are going to get a $50,000 payout.
Wow.
And all I could think was, these are the first gold Olympians who are getting a payout and is in track and field. And I wonder if she wished she ran faster, you know? Phone's ringing. Is this our favorite Swiftie? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Swift Day.
Happy Swift Day, my girl. Oh, my gosh. Did you stay up all night?
I did.
That's what I thought. Oh, yeah. 15 songs, don't just drop at 2 a.m. and you listen the day of.
It was, I was half asleep by the last 10, so I'm going to do some baking because I still have an ungodly amount of energy in my body, so I need something productive to do today.
Oh my goodness. You are amazing. Okay, so give us a rundown, a play-by-play. How did it happen? What did you do?
Right when the album dropped. So first of all, I ended up getting it 13 minutes, like the Taylor Swift number. I got it 13 minutes early on Apple Music.
Whoa.
And then as you're listening through with everybody else, you're kind of refreshing Facebook, you're refreshing Instagram, and seeing what other people are saying about it. And people were like, there's still another countdown. And I kind of thought we were going to get maybe Reputation or something, or she was going to announce Reputation, because there's a lot of snake references, and I don't know, I kind of got vibes from Don't Blame Me a lot too in this album, so I was like, maybe she's going to drop Rep, but we got, and I thought that the album felt a little short. I was like, oh no, the album's only an hour and a few minutes long, this is kind of short for her. I should have known. I should have known.
Amazing. I'm so happy. So then at 2 o'clock, did you stay up for the second countdown to see?
So it came out at, and I'm coming out after midnight.
Oh, nice.
Because of our time zone.
Yes. Alberta for the win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we got the album just before 10, and then the second drop came just after midnight.
And?
There's so much in there to process. I haven't took my fans, but I really love Daddy. I love him. I love Down Bad, Boys Don't Break Their Toys, and I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. And that's the worst one because it has an old catchy upbeat tune, but it's probably the saddest lyrics ever in existence. But it's just because it's a happy background sound. I don't know how to feel about that one just yet, but I do like it.
I'm amazed. Her poetry is just so beautiful. And we've been listening a little bit this morning, and then I've been reading the comments, and people are just kind of typing out the real hook lines. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this song, it was beautiful. But now I'm just like, oh, Taylor, I'm sorry.
I just want to go give her a really big hug. And I hope that Travis is sitting with her and just going through the emotions with her right now. Because my heart, I know she's in a happy place now, but man, she was feeling some deep, deep stuff.
Yeah, for real. And I can't believe, the Easter eggs, I guess, in her songs of seeing, what happens in the headlines versus what she was experiencing, and seeing her past boyfriend kind of show up in these lyrics. It's oh man, oh, sorry. Oh, ouch.
Oh, it's when she put Lover onto one of those playlists about heartbreak, and I was like, oh my god, I never interpreted the lyrics that way before until right now.
Wow, yeah, I didn't even know she did that, but that makes so much sense. That makes that song so different.
Because at a table, I'll save you a seat. I always thought it was she's always gonna have a spot for him at the table, but no, it was because he would always miss her things. He never made it a priority to go to her things.
Man, Taylor.
I'm so happy. I'm on my spring break right now. I don't have to go to work today. And I'm I think I would need to take a mental health day today.
How do you think you'll feel on Monday? Do you need to maybe still?
I have so many feelings right now. And it's my birthday tomorrow. So I'm I don't know what to do with myself. This is not how I imagined turning 31. We go, but here we are.
Oh my gosh. We'll have to listen to some happier Taylor Swift. You should put a little playlist together of all the happiest songs for your birthday, and then just put Tortured Poets on a shelf till Sunday.
That's a good idea.
Oh man, girl. Idea. Happy birthday. I hope it's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for calling us. We love hearing from our favorite Swiftie.
Aw, thanks for having me again and again.
It is National Volunteers Week.
Happy National Volunteers Week to all the volunteers out there.
Yeah, big thank you to everybody who gives of their time, gives of themselves. This is just a week to say, hey, we see you and we appreciate you seeing a need and stepping up and doing it.
Well, Miss Steph, I know you're too good to toot your own horn, but I know somebody here is a volunteer for a bunch of Girl Guides.
Oh, thanks, John. Actually, I will do a little shout out to all my Girl Guide leaders. I'm just absolutely amazed at the time that it takes. You know, oftentimes they'll say, oh, it's only 1 hour a week if you want to do a Girl Guide unit, only 2 hours a week. It absolutely isn't. There's so much planning, paperwork, crafting, preparing. So it takes a lot. There's sleepovers, there's campouts. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a huge, huge shout out to all the folks who are volunteering and guiding and scouting. It's a big undertaking, but what a rewarding journey. And also want to give a big shout out to the firefighters who are volunteering their 100 hours on the rooftop campout.
Yes.
And honestly, just everybody that makes this community so great for volunteering. It is so cool. You can sign up to volunteer. We actually have a North Star Forward Volunteer Center. The website is fewsocial.ca/program/volunteer center, and you can go and volunteer there. And there are just listings of ways you can help with the food drive coming up for the Wood Buffalo Food Bank next weekend. You can help, say, at events. If you're looking for just like a one-off, you could do coat check at, say, Festival of Trees or something. Or if you're looking to get involved in an organization and have, this is when I volunteer every week, why not try Big Brothers Big Sisters and get a little mentee, or try Girl Guiding. We're always looking for volunteers. But just, yeah, a huge, huge shout out. Happy National Volunteers Week. You're so appreciated, especially this week, but honestly, always. You really make a difference.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.